The Olympic Flame
on BBC Radio Cumbria.
And I can see the torch coming now. She's just running past the top of Stanex. The kids are cheering, the flags are waving. Even the horns are piffing. Everyone's enjoying it. And Carlisle really has had the best of the Olympic torch. The only place to get it twice. And people here really making the most of it.
Oh my goodness, everybody is cheering loudly at the top of their voices, waving their flags as Lauren comes down the street here in her wheelchair holding that flame. The rain here is not putting this torch out. It is burning brightly against this grey sky.
I have had the most amazing morning and afternoon in Workington being part of history. I have the Olympic torch in the back of my car as I'm going home, and I have had the pleasure of my wife and my in-laws joining me today to make it an absolutely wonderful special occasion.
We're just looking down Lowther Street here. That's where we are in Whitehaven. It's been an absolute throng down Lowther Street. This is without shadow of a doubt the most busy I've seen it, either on any of the coverage on the BBC, anywhere else, or since I've been on Media One. The crowd, as you hear, as the kiss occurs between the two of them, that's when the two torches are put together and the Olympic flame is passed from one to the other. And there you go, held up aloft now by Gary McKee, who's taking on the next leg.
I'm back with you. Yes, it's coming.
Right, just...
Oh, I can see it.
Yes.
I can see it.
Yes.
Yes, it's about 10 foot away from me. Yes, 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 yes. Can't you hear the... Right here. There you go. It's brilliant. It's bigger than I thought it was going to be. And a bit of flame. It's quite unexplainable, really. But, I'm glad I've come.
I'm so proud of her. You know, she's done, like, amazing things. And it's really great that she gets to carry this torch.
She's a legend.
She's a legend. Give her a cheer, then. Give her a cheer. It is just coming towards me. It's coming down High Hill. I'm still over the, still on the bridge over the River Greeter. Maybe 100 metres away, I can see the flame flickering and I can see the runner in the white tracksuit coming along.
Well, the Olympic flame has arrived. It's on the stage. Jan Booth, that's the lady who's carried the flame here to the Glebe. And as it approaches, what an impressive sight. It really is. It has been amazing. And there it is.
The Olympic flame
on BBC Radio Cumbria.